News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
The Garda Representative Association are calling for dedicated training to pursue e-scooters and scramblers after a student guard was hospitalised after being struck while trying to stop an e-scooter being driven by a teenager in Dublin on Wednesday. Niall Hodgins is the president of the GRA. Morning, Niall.
Good morning, Jonathan.
What are the current protocols if you have somebody on a scrambler? Let's stick to scramblers for a moment. E-scooters are kind of similar, but scramblers. What can the guards do to stop that individual right now?
Nothing. And that is the tragic scenario. Because where Grace's Law that was introduced, and to remind our listeners, poor Grace Lynch lost her life in Finglas, around the corner from where our member was hit by one of these in the last few days. And Grace's Law makes it clear that it is illegal to use these scramblers in a public place. So that's clear. And that's very clear to everybody. However, pursuing those scramblers, which is a role that is perceived by the public, should be done by the Gardaí. So the Gardaí, not one member of the Guards is authorised trained in pursuit driving. So Garda management then will say, oh, we will authorise you to pursue. So in certain circumstances, so say if there's a cry alert. So a cry alert would be a public broadcast system used by ourselves to urgently seek the public's assistance when, say, a child is abducted. So the guards then, when they receive information that an abducted child could be in a car, clearly, because of our sense of morality and the sense that we're doing the right thing, we might turn on the blue lights, we might pursue that car, but if anything arises from that situation, by whether of damage, crashes, injuries, the guard then is left to face all the issues that arise from that particular incident.
Yeah, which kind of defies logic of what's the point in having blue lights if you can't stop it. And this is where we diverge quite significantly from the UK. And I'm thinking about the Metropolitan Police in particular. And this is well documented. You can look it up on YouTube. They have very clear protocols that kind of look terrifying to stop scramblers and e-bikes, because they're trying to crack down on mobile phone theft in the UK. They are authorised to crash into them. Which looks terrifying. Is that what you're looking for, or is it some form of stopping these guys in a less confrontational way?
Well, there'd be a few ingredients, Jonathan, there. The Commissioner is on record. They're saying that Gardaí shouldn't feel restraint performing the role that they're appointed to do. However, all of the ancillary stuff that I've just explained kicks in. There'll be a number of gradients. The first thing is what we're looking for is clearly a working driving licence. Your listeners may be familiar that a serving Garda was convicted this year for carrying out that particular function. But when he got to the courts and the CCTV from the incident was scrutinised, ultimately he was convicted by the district judge. Now, in a summation there, the judge mentioned, and I quote, extreme driving skills. Now, to me, he's sort of suggesting there that they were absent in that particular case. So out of a sense of obligation and to perform his role, that guard is now faced with being disqualified, not being able to pick up his kids and all the other stuff and get in and out to work on his own driving licence. So that's the first thing we're looking for, is a working driving licence, that if something goes wrong, that your private life is not affected for something whilst on duty. The second thing is,
and what else?
Either train us or protect us. And by what I mean by is the training I've alluded to, and the protection I'm talking about is indemnity. The indemnity, when something goes wrong, the guard is sued, he's added to a civil writ that may contain, because he was acting as a service of the state and under the behest of the Garda Commissioner. And then
can the individual Garda be sued?
That has happened. And he's added to a writ at the behest of being a servant of the Garda Commissioner. And what we're finding there now is a representative body too. When that occurs, and we try to engage with management, they won't let the member know that he's covered.
All right.
Sometimes
It's an absolute mess the way it is. I don't know how any guard sits into a patrol car and goes about the job that we're expecting them to do with all of the restrictions that are on them. Niall Hodgins, President of the GRA, thanks very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.